Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And again, relative to the things that I was talking about regarding, you know, the vaccine mandate, regarding the Department of Labor and their quote-unquote orders and things of that nature, before you walk off your job because of vaccine mandates, before you quit, be sure that you make contact with an attorney. There are a lot of attorneys out there that are supporting and fighting on behalf of Americans over this issue. So make sure that you get good legal counsel, and damages can be awarded if they force the vaccine mandate on you and then fire you for not complying with this issue, which is directly in violation of a number of other labor acts. So get a good attorney, get a labor attorney to work for you on that. All right, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program as we talk about another threat to our freedoms and liberties here in America. And that, of course, is with the CCP and China. And I want to welcome Ken Raposa to the program. Ken, welcome. Good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there's a lot to dig into here relative to, and something that you mentioned in the piece that you've written, talking about, we'll get into a lot of this tomorrow, even more in depth with Nan Su from the Epoch Times, talking about China's 30-year and 100-year plan to basically make the West irrelevant. Everybody's thinking, Ken, oh, we're going to war. There's going to be a nuclear war. China doesn't want a nuclear war. They don't even need a nuclear war for their plans. They've already positioned themselves to manipulate our markets. Talk to me about solar is one of those issues, the supply side. My wife, we were pricing flooring, and last week it was $450 a square foot. This week it's $11.
Wow. Yeah, it's because that's the supply chain. You have ships docked out at sea, at ports across the country, can't get in, can't unload, can't get the truckers, don't have the workers in warehouses and so on. But back on the China side, yeah, as far as, like, war goes, like a kinetic war with actual missiles flying off battleships and bombs, you know, China doesn't really need to result in that because, actually, it has a lot of allies in the Western world, people in, who believe that China model is the way to go, a centralized system of control, top-down, expert, smarty-pant guys that will tell you what to do and how to run your life, or, you know, basically what it is more of a political risk control and a business control. So where I can make sure that Pastor Greg and his friends aren't going to do something or the wrong way, so I'm going to have the political risk on the mic under control. I can make sure that, you know, my business interests are there because I can control the market. So China has a lot of friends, has a lot of allies in the West, so it doesn't need to fire a shot.
Well, and wrong way, I might add, is relative, right? I mean, wrong way compared to how they want things to be done. As long as you fall in line with their mandates, which essentially keep 95% of the population living in poverty and 5% of the population calling the shots, you know, they're perfectly happy. No opportunity for any of the 95% to rise up. No middle class, folks. No middle class.
Yeah, China, though, actually, China has, of course, seen a rise in the middle class, especially in the cities. But of course, China doesn't have freedoms the way we have. They live in a 24/7, you know, surveillance state economy. And of course, as I said, in my opening rant, right, is that there are many people here in the West and Europe and the United States who see that's the way to go. Look at Australia. Look at New Zealand. I mean, look what the pandemic has shown, what some Western countries have done to its citizens. China hasn't even gone through these extremes. So there are a lot of people in the West who love the China model. They want to imitate it. And that's probably as big of a problem for us as the Chinese Communist Party is.
Yeah, well, absolutely. The influence and the people who, you know, I would make it a case that I believe that they've surrendered to it, although I would say also that, you know, this has been being inundated in our public education systems for quite some time. But let's talk about, in particular, the solar area and the technological area, because if you want to do, if you want to build something technologically and you're looking that you need chips or certain types of chips in order to make that happen, it's become very difficult for us to manufacture those on our own because the raw materials that we need have to come from somewhere else because we abandoned that.
Right, we abandoned that. And again, that goes back again. I try to bring this up all the time when I'm on the air because a lot of people don't really make this connection. You know, so you mentioned chips, microchips that are inside of your phone, that are in your laptop, that are in your refrigerator, probably even if you have one of those touchscreen refrigerators.
Your car.
I don't know why you would want those, but people have them in your car, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that stuff is designed by Intel or you know, or Broadcom, Qualcomm, but it's made by about a handful of companies. One of the big ones is Taiwan Semiconductor. And Taiwan Semiconductor doesn't really make those chips, doesn't manufacture those chips in the U.S. They manufacture them in Taiwan. They manufacture some of them in mainland China even, but I think most of it is actually done in Taiwan. So we design it, but we don't really make it here. So that's a problem. So when Taiwan can't get it out, or if China one day decides it's going to take over Taiwan and nationalize Taiwan Semiconductor, you're not getting those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a risk.
Absolutely.
And I think Washington knows it, but of course they're very slow. We have this thing called the CHIPS Act in Congress right now, and that would pass if it wasn't part of this massive reconciliation bill and sucked in like a black hole. So we don't know when that's going to pass. We assume it will pass by the end of the year. But you need things like that to make you more. You need supply. You need to have resiliency in the United States. You need to make things. But again, why don't we make things? Well, because I mentioned some companies because Intel didn't want to make it here. They want to make it cheaper in China or Taiwan.
Well, and in part also because the raw materials in order to do that, you know, we would have to ship them from somewhere else. At one point, the United States had control of about 80% of the rare earth of the 31, I believe there's, is it 31, Ken, right? Aren't there like 31 flavors or 31?
Yeah, 31 flavors. I don't know how many there are, but to make it simple, because, you know, none of, probably few of us on this call are, you know, rare earth geologists, right, from University of Texas. So it's no sense even going into them, because we're not even going to be able to pronounce half of these things, you know. But a lot of these metals, they go into making navigational equipment on fighter planes, for example. And some of these rare earths, well, you can get them from Australia. You could probably even get them from the United States. You can get them from Chile. You can get them from China, of course, as well. But what has happened with some of these rare earths is that China mines them in other parts of the world, like Africa, for example, and cobalt is a good example of this, even though cobalt is definitely not a rare earth. And they bring that material back to China, and then they process it, and however it becomes a powder or whatever form they turn it into, from rock to like a powder, and then it goes into your Tesla car batteries or you know, your iPhone battery and so on. So China does control a huge part of that supply chain, and they're really big on cobalt because they pretty much dominate the Congo cobalt mines. But on rare earths, again, it all depends on what the material is. And if you're making a B-52 bomber and you need a navigational equipment and it requires this special material, this special metal, and we don't have it here, or we do, but it's all processed in China, well, that's bad. That's bad. I think Congress knows this is bad, but they just move very slowly on getting things done.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, yeah, let me see. So, one place says PUBS, USGS. USGS is saying there are 15. Another place I found says there are 17. But the reality, folks, the bottom line here is all of these articles are indicating that most of this rare earth now, that we used to have massive manufacturing of rare earth materials, are not. And I think a lot of people, Ken, don't realize how important these rare earth items are. We were going to talk a little bit about solar, right? Well, you know, if you want to create solar panels, there are rare earth metallic elements that you need to have in order to create the circuitry in order for that solar panel to work.
Right, but the main thing of solar, right, because it is this thing called polysilicon, right? So polysilicon is made basically from sand, and I don't really know exactly how they make it, but you could imagine these things, you know, everything that we have, you know, is not made from, pixie dust, right? So polysilicon is the key starting ingredient that you need to make a solar panel, and China has a big chokehold on that part of the market, and they have said, you know, we're not going to sell, we're going to produce less polysilicon because that way you drive up the prices of solar cells that go into making your solar panels. Solar cells, like these little round or square items that go into the big square solar panel that you see on rooftops everywhere. We're not going to make polysilicon. We're going to cut the production. What happens? Solar cell prices go up. You can count on the financial wires like Bloomberg in the United States and the environmental activists in the United States to say, oh my goodness, solar is going through the roof. It's becoming too expensive. No one's going to buy it. We're not going to save the planet. We're not going to reach Biden's plan to reach 40% solar by 2050 or whatever year it was. And it all falls into China's plan. So they can definitely put chokeholds on those things because they corner the market on it. And it's a big problem for the United States if you want to be at least partially independent on solar, which we are certainly not. China controls about 80% of that market. So we'll see. We'll know more about that next year because some tariffs are going to remove on solar. So that's going to be a fight to watch.
Yeah, and polysilicon is an interesting market. I was looking here at the, according to burnreuter.com, Hemlock Semiconductor of the USA is the largest worldwide producer of polysilicon. But, you know, the other piece to this, and you mentioned this in your monologue earlier in the program, is the influence that the CCP and China have on the mindsets and you know, how a lot of these Western companies are making the decisions that they're making. They sit on boards. They have, you know, they just have a huge amount of influence. So even a mass U.S. producer can be influenced by China and the CCP relative to, investment relative to who's in control, sitting on the board, things of that nature. Am I making sense, Ken?
Yeah, well, there's a number of reasons for that. Some of it could be ideological reasons. I mean, sure, there might be somebody who is a Marxist or whatever and believes this is the way we should be, a centralized communist top-down managerial society where the experts tell you, you know, how to live. And, you know, you've heard this before, right? Communism was never tried by the right people. You know, they're probably people like that sitting on the board at J.P. Morgan who believe that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, or Tesla even. I mean, I don't, probably not Elon Musk. But, you know, I'm sure there are. But there are also, and probably this is more common, that it's just a business decision, right? You know, we talk about Larry Fink as the CEO of BlackRock. I mean, he takes a lot of heat for his relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. But his view is, look, I got an entire country of millionaires and billionaires, more there than here. They need to put their money somewhere. They need to reform their pension system there. They need to come up with something equivalent to a 401k or an IRA in China. And I want to be there to do it. I want to be there to sell it to them. China said I could do that now. I don't have to have a partner in China anymore. I'm 100% the owner of this fund. I love it. So that's why they want to be there. You know, that it's as simple as that, really. It's not like they love the CCP or they love communism or that they're secretly communist. It's just that's as simple as it gets, you know.
Well, yeah, it breaks down to being about money. I mean, at the end of the day, it's money, and money becomes the driving force. And obviously, the CCP understands that. And as we'll, you know, get into tomorrow with Nan Su talking about their, you know, 30-year and 100-year plan, that's part of the plan. They needed to create that upper crust. You know, you refer to it as a middle class, but it's not a middle class like we understand a middle class here in America, because as you said, they don't have the freedoms, they don't have the liberties, they don't have any control. They're basically mandated on what they're going to think, what they're going to say, and so forth, and the other implications that we have concerns about here in our country are not theirs.
Right, yeah, it's a totally different animal over there. Of course, Asian cultures are totally different than Western cultures, right? So they have a very different mindset about how to go about their daily lives. You know, I remember years ago when I was covering Brazil for the Wall Street Journal, you know, back in early 2000s, even mid-2000s, a lot of talk was, well, look at China, it's rising. It went from making Happy Meal toys to, you know, owning Lenovo. And, you know, later on, of course, they became the creators of TikTok. And maybe we got to be like them. How do we do it? Well, the one way to do it is maybe you import a whole bunch of Chinese, because, you know, the Mexicans aren't going to do it, the Brazilians aren't going to do it. It's just a different culture, different mindset there.
Yeah, no, there is somewhat of a different work ethic, you know. But again, you know, America didn't rise to where it did in its first 150 years by being lazy, although that's part of the program. Back after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Again, reminder, tomorrow, Nan Su joins us from the Epoch Times. We'll talk about the CCP war on the world, really on the Western world, a 30-year plan and a 100-year plan. George Barna is also with us tomorrow with his latest research update. And, of course, Don Jans joins us to kick the program off tomorrow. Don't miss a minute of it. You can listen directly at ChosenGenerationRadio.com or find a radio station near you or watch us on TECN-TV, TECN-TV.com. Get signed up for the email today, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and be sure and support our sponsors. All right, Ken, you were talking with me in the break about the solar issue. Why don't you explain the Chinese solar push and of course, you know, what the impacts of that are for America.
Okay, so sure, it's really simple to understand, right? You don't have to be a China expert, or you can care less about solar to understand this, right? So imagine we're going to go from being pretty much fossil fuel independent thanks to fracking to now going wind and solar. Well, we don't make wind and solar in this country. We make some solar, but we don't make it like the Chinese do. So you would go from being independent on pulling stuff out of the ground and heating your home with it and turning the lights on to having to import all this hardware from China to make solar panels and wind turbines from, you know, Europe also to keep the lights on. That's what you would go to. It would be a bad idea, right? Everyone, in the simplest of terms, everyone would agree we don't want China. We don't want to go from OPEC to China being the green OPEC. That's bad.
Okay? Absolutely.
So the other thing is that if you want to do solar, okay, whatever, you want to do solar, well, let's make more of it here, okay? Let's do that. Make more of it here. That's a whole different argument. The other thing is Trump started the battle with China. He put on the armor of protection. That armor is still there, okay? Biden has not taken it off, right? So Biden has not changed Trump's direction on China. It still exists. In fact, he's even increased some pressure on China through these sanctions on some Chinese companies linked to the military, where big American investment firms had to sell shares to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars worth of shares, and they're doing that now as we speak. Biden promoted that. Biden continued with that, didn't shut it down. The only thing that you're going to see in the coming months, probably by the first quarter of 2021, is if Biden caves to the climate lobby and decides we have to remove tariffs on solar panels and solar cells. Those are the cells that go into the panels that you see on the roof, little squares. You've got to remove tariffs on those because prices are going too high. We're not going to reach our climate goals. You've got to import the stuff. And if that happens, that's a win for China. And that would be the first time you see a chink in the armor on the trade war policies set forth by Trump, and that's when you would see Biden for the first time weakening those policies.
But it doesn't stop, sadly, the influence of the CCP relative to the economics. And as you were mentioning, you know, about hedge funds and BlackRock and so forth that are investing heavily and taking in a lot of money from very wealthy Chinese. And I want to mention on the polysilicon, the number one polysilicon provider now is Tongwei, which, of course, is a Chinese company. And they dwarf. It just absolutely dwarf the numbers that were being produced by Hemlock Semiconductor just roughly 16 years ago. So that market has flipped upside down in a very short period of time. Ladies and gentlemen, it has to do with American excellence, and American excellence had a lot to do with doing things as unto the Lord with everything that you did. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.